10 and this time, what is the time?
10
past. 10 past, then 10 to 11. If he is not here, they must be told slowly. Because imagine if we were with the department and we're going to need a long time. You see? So definitely, Lord, when we come back, when you order tea, you tell them that we don't want to wait for them. If we start our meeting, we start and we tell the world we don't want to break for tea.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to waste our time.
I'm giving from downstairs assistance.
Okay. But I'll tell them when they come here and make them away. Okay, honorable members, we welcome all of you, and our meeting is actually going to be short. Yeah. Can we look at the minutes of the 9th, of the 12th of May? PMG, I think you know us. We are the committee select committee on labor and competence crisis. Number the 12th. Yes. Do you have a copy? First page. Let's look at we're looking at the correction. First page. Second page. No correction. Okay, let's go back and.
I don't know. Maybe it's a correction. Okay. I don't know whether it is in this select committee or the other one. Where we said the minutes must normally be presented to us to every meeting. We should not deal with meeting in the manner that we have dealt with. I don't know if it is in this meeting or the other meeting.
Say
that
again.
It is not in this meeting.
What did you say?
We do not want to set the minutes like this. Next time, like today, we are having a meeting. Next time, we must have
the previous.
And it must appear like this even on the other paper. Minutes, then the whole of the day. Agenda. On the agenda, it must be like this.
And this is perfectly for us to get minutes before coming to the meeting.
Yeah, but I think yesterday she did the meeting.
I think the
email
is but you want for the chance to be changed because they gave us unfortunately.
Yeah, okay, now letters arriving. Let's look at page 1 and page 2. Page 2. We are really not happy. The manner, the time in which the tea is brought to us. No, I'm talking to you, you will tell them. Because let's say if we start the meeting at 10. Then he must be here before so that.
Could not make it here on the ceremony. I just want him to serve the ceremony on the board and tell my manager I will take the ceremony because he was there. William Price.
No, that's not our business. We order tea, and then before we start the meeting, we must grab our tea and then start with the business of the day. We're not going to accept any apology or any excuses. He must be here on time. Matters arising members on page 2.
Sorry,
yeah.
We are still on
the 12th. Yeah.
Okay.
You see, we were doing correction.
Okay.
Now we're doing matters arising. Silence means consent. Okay. I have the mover. Honorable Madhija, second by Honorable Honorable. And the Honorable. Who are you? First name.
Who are you? A whole year. More than a year.
No, I'm trying to change the name after the weekend. Okay, let's look at the minutes of the 19th May. They took place at Mark's building from 10 to 13. We were with the Department of Communication. Everybody was here. Even from Dulu. He was here. 35.
Strikes, the damages that have happened, we're going to look at labor issues,
and also, you know, or everything that contains sunset, what happened, you know, good. And then there is this, then we can go to the free state also. Free state, I had the free state, there is something going on with it. In the farm, there is easy, you know, a project, a very big project that I'm going to do. But I think maybe the other week we'll hear maybe from public service. Well, that is the, we actually requested to call, then Honorable Health said, the Health said that it's during this when we change, because there is a provision for oversight, so we're going to go during the whole state.
And he's trying to say that during the recess?
Not during the recess.
Not during
the recess. During oversight week.
Well, okay, oversight.
Yeah.
The
only has
just been confirmed.
Yeah.
No, this, from the 20th.
The chairperson of public service mission conference about Tula, somewhere in the Catholic Church.
Okay, I will go in here the informal. And thanks very much. Let me hand over to the whip of the committee to say something. Honorable Jacob, you want to say something?
Yeah, it's a question. Since we are dealing with parastata at national level, what about parastata in provinces? Do we can we maybe no let me leave.
No we do we, it, you are right. At national, you see we are provincial representatives. Like I'm saying, we went to the Free State. I heard in the morning that they were trying to say the Free State government has embarked on I was busy, you know, preparing to come to work, but then for the farms, there's a project that they are dealing with. So I said, I'm going to ask Loli to check, to ask Bobinson to check what is that is happening, but it's a good process if you listen. For the farm, you know, they are plowing, they're doing 1, 2, 3, so it's something that is encouraging that we can...
It's about labor or what?
About labor, yeah. And then, you know, like, even the farms, there are farms in Limpopo, in Mpumalanga. Each province has got farms, farm areas. So, as time goes on, we will even go to a province, have public hearings, call the farm workers, the farmers, you know. So, the parastatals in provinces, because they are not there, the department is at national level, but they've got a parastatal down there. So we're going to go, if you can propose and say, what about this, and then we will look at it, because I'm not here to impose.
See, the course we've had from there to Stellenbosch about
Yeah,
I think we must do follow up on that issue as well. If there's time.
Yeah, but we go to...
Because that will be very good. That was a very good course.
Yeah.
But now we must get into the matter and see how it works.
Yeah. What they told us.
Yeah.
Whether it's true.
Yes.
Yes. Now we're going to translate.
Yeah.
Before the time, chance to ask another one more question.
I just want to know if they have given us a number of oversights, since that we are going to have 3 weeks on oversight visit. If they did not give any limitations, then we should make use of that period to be out most of the day. Yes, because there are a lot of problems in all the provinces. So we must make use of that time.
That's why I think that's why I was saying that the public service committee also will look at, because we can't take
that we share.
Yeah, we share. Mm. We share the Loli and Babali and they will sit and look at, because Loli has that head, so we in Babali the rest of the other will be for public service.
And I also attend to all the
members.
I will also appeal to all the members to be available during those oversight meetings, so that we have a good job done.
And I think also I'm going to talk to the chairperson of Labour and Public Enterprise in the NA, so that, because you know, seeing that we, as the NPOP, we didn't actually even have the budget for debate on labor, public enterprise. But if we come back from the oversight, we can propose a topic for discussion in Parliament. I mean, if you look at all the strikes that happened, and that the others are still coming, it's really a serious. Serious issue that we must actually talk about.
In fact, this morning in the trustee meeting, they have been indicating that the committees are not reporting to council about their implementation of their program. So I should think we need to do that as well.
There's a question mark, because I don't know how, why are they saying that? Because on the every time when we finish, Lolo will answer to that, and Mzogali also will, because what we do, we send the program, and after this, we report to the relevant offices, and those relevant offices must all report, also report. Because what I know, maybe it's been done the other way, I don't know, but in each and every programming meeting, the House Chair report of the work done by committees the previous week, you see? So I don't know whether it's done the other way around, because we sit here every time after we are set, after we are set, we take it for granted that this is being reported. We don't report, but slowly, the secretary reports, but he'll answer. Before you respond, can we get Honorable Simande? You look very bright and beautiful. I'm saying you look very bright and beautiful.
Thank you. Ma, little comment about this thing in Rainbow, ma. I think we're right from their side, but at the same time, we are also correct. Step by step. Normally, it was this. We draft the program in term. Officials is approved by them. That's why they are giving us an accommodation for Makongo.
Yes.
That means that we are advanced. Secondly, each and every meeting is approved by them. After being approved, our they submit our report. We don't just I mean, like now, adopt meanings and much Zinga City. It's going to end. I think they mean other committees, not our committee. That is point number one. Another thing, let me use this opportunity now. You see, I think in Labour, we're still facing a challenge beside the issue of mass rights, right from today. Because this season, it is the season of our dispute.
Negotiation.
Yeah, because of our negotiation. Yeah, we can't avoid that. But myself, the key contribution which I wanted maybe to bring to fore is that if we can have a chance to confront him, is the question which we're supposed to ask, is the labor doing enough to help the people? Why I'm raising that? We can now, we can arrange even in a Susan opinion, what do we call it, this visit without informing them. We can arrange it now, we go to one of the offices. Then, the surprise visit, we can organize surprise visit. There's a difference between the labor and home affairs. They're doing the same mistake. We'll find that the person is having more than 6 months with the hope that he will get an incentive. Nothing. Instead, it's deeper. It is, I can put it as an allegation. In some of the instances, people are told that go back, you are still young, go and look for a job. Why the law says that there must be an exception while you are looking for a job? It's not just a permanent salary. So that is my one. I thought that maybe if we can look on that one and also visit the labor itself so that they can clarify for us that for how long does it take to assist people? Because millions of people are unemployed, are losing jobs, they pure where they find their new job. They're supposed to get into this.
I think, as you correctly said, I think when we go to this oversight, when we go in, if we are in housing, we can also visit, just unannounced, just the labor department. When we are in free state, whichever province that we will be in, we can do that. We can do that, but we will sit and then, because before we go out, we have to sit and plan for the next day. Yes. What other way, Matisse?
Maybe I'm wrong, but according to her, I perceive functions of the select committee. I see the labor select committee being very, very important. The spine of all the
departments,
because we deal with the workforce issues. But I see that I have observed that labor is not considered as important in the NCOP. We were supposed to be going up, down, just like what the cooperative governance and traditional affairs is doing, because we deal with all the labor force. And I should think we're really not participating as expected by the people who mandated us to do that thing. So I should think during the third quarter, we need to see to it that we are visible all over, just like what corporate governance is doing. Because we deal with all the workers' issues, and we are not assisting in any way. There are strikes, there are workers, those are people who are supposed to be known precisely what causes this, that, and the way forward. But we just come to meeting, come adopting, you see,
no.
We are not doing this correct.
That's right. But see, at this stage,
I haven't invited you.
I'm looking at you. Thank you, Kate. No, I'm worried about the whole situation on labor. If you read the newspaper, you can see there's a 25% decrease in jobs. So there's more and more jobs, lots of jobs at this stage, and the strike will be getting more and more in the future. And so we've got a big job to do, and I totally agree with you what you said, Honorable Chair. We must get into this matter and see how can we assist the people in some other way. I do not know how, because if there's no jobs, there's no jobs.
I agree 100%. With what has been said, and with the assistance of my honorability, we will come up with a program that will lead into this country. Because even I did raise an issue with the program to say, I see we are not on debating our budget goals. Labor is important. I don't know how many times did I go to this, but we're going to make it this thing. I'm happy it's been raised. We're going to make it this thing. We draft a program for labor. Next. Why are you so quiet? We're going to draft a program on labor for going out to provinces. We're not going to sit here. We draft a program to go to labor in all the provinces and see how they operate and get, and then we come back. Definitely when we come back, topic was discussed in the NPC. And I really thank the week all for mentioning it. It's been eating me, haunting me. But now, let me thank you very much. The week, I've done my part. Can you thank the member?
The colleague who was from the show, no? The colleague who the member of the Select Committee on Labor and Public Enterprise.
Select Committee on Labor and Public Enterprise to say we must also be still going to the people, working together, you know, and
I like it.
Yeah, it's that everything is very
good.
Nice.
That's good. But that gives all of us the opportunity to express you in your own language.
So you
hear the
Berlin
Afrika Frans? Ja, ek wil baie dankie. Ek vir ons vergadering en vir voorgestel en nie waar die vergadering bly. It's always nice to be in this committee and in this actions that we take regarding to the benefit of the people in South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amand.
And
then
COVID-19
number 1
is
something
and COVID number 2.